Morning. I'm Joel Clausen. So I'll be sharing a reflection this morning on how or where I have seen God this year. So I've sensed God in the small and in the still, in the spaces where the busyness of life abates, and in unexpected things. Complementarily, I sense God in family life. And I sense God in the ways people individually and communally, as a society, as we care for each other. We talk about the still, small voice of God. When I think of that image, I think of a few things. God, from the scriptures. God tells the persecuted Elijah to stand on the mountain. Wind, earthquakes, and fire storm by, and God is not in them, but in a still, small voice. Likewise, the boy Samuel hears a faint voice as he sleeps, and it takes him three times to realize that this small voice is God's. The still small voice is the image that comes to me as I think of what it means to care for each other as well, and more on that a little bit later. Today's scripture reference of the Holy Spirit descending on Jesus as he is baptized, I think, aligns in some ways to that still, small voice. So, as perhaps many of us, I tend to want to keep my mind filled with activity of one kind or another. I rarely find God in those moments. This reflection, in part, is confession that I am part of that tendency, far too common in our time, of not leaving the space for God that I need to leave in order to sense the presence of God. So, having made that confession, despite all that, where have I seen God? Oh, can't hear me? Sorry, folks. Is that better? Okay. Thanks, D. DM, your apologies. I've begun a practice of reading scriptures many mornings. I'm reading Luke at the moment. One thing I like about it is how there are often parts that I don't quite remember clearly that give me pause. When Jesus stands up in his home congregation and reads the scripture about the release of captives, the healing of the blind, and the year of Jubilee, he is welcomed and lauded. Liberation, ending poverty, these are non-controversial. They're in fact welcomed. This is good news for the poor. But then he says to his home congregation, "You aren't ready for this." This is where the famous line comes from. A prophet is without honor in his home country. They drive him out. What just happened? It looks to me like Jesus was goading his home community. So I'm not going to unpack this. That's not what I'm doing here. But it's an example. As I read through the scriptures, I sense something in this example, and I don't quite get what is going on here. And I find God in those kinds of spaces. Spaces where there are questions, and the questions point to something beyond what I can grasp. I intend to continue my scripture reading practice, and I expect to continue to encounter God in unexpected ways. I was quite sick a month and a half ago. It's actually lingering on even now as a residual fatigue. Today's pretty good. When I was ill, I read a book Haven had given me on the impact of India on the ancient world. I learned there what was for me an unexpected thing, The central role of the trade between Rome and India in the time of the late Roman Empire. What a sense of newness, a sense of amazement. I thank God for me lurks in those spaces where my sense of the way things are isn't quite right, where my world, in this case, the Roman world, which is the foundation of our Western civilization, one of the foundations, that world is decentered, and I see it suddenly become part of a much larger whole, which I hadn't been able to see. I find God also in family life. There's a lot that could be said there, but today is not the day I'm going to say a whole lot. Stillness. There's a kind of stillness I find in family life, despite obviously the constant busyness of it. There's a sense of orientation, a sense of direction. One sort of has a family, and then that sort of sets you off, and you're moving, constant movement, and yet amid the movement, there can be a stillness and an encounter of God, encounter with God that comes from that clear direction that you are launched on. So it's kind of a paradox of stillness in motion. The last part I want to talk about is just the ways that I sense this stillness, this smallness of God in how people care for each other, and how our society cares. We care for each other through our society. There's just a small sense of what I call God. When I think of, for example, the way we take care of each other through healthcare, anyone. When it's working properly, we can talk about all the ways it doesn't work, but let's talk about how it works. Anyone, when it's working, has something really bad happen to them, and they don't have to worry about how they're going to pay for it. They just go get cared for, and, you know, God willing, they get better. There's just something tremendously powerful about that, that is the presence of God, I would say, I sense. You know, I yearn for the day, then perhaps we can have a system that does that for all things. People who have severe dental needs or mental health needs, they don't have that care at the moment. But when it works well, it is a place where God is present for us, I think. That's a function of Canada, I think, a function of settler Canada. It's a way that in Canada we care for each other. And I'm grateful for that, that I've been able to live my whole life in a time and a place where God is present like that. I just want to add too, though, that given that, there's another place where I sense the divine. Indigenous people on Turtle Island have a long history and tradition of societies where caring for each other is very highly valued. In this theme of being amazed, I remember reading a long time ago a book by a Protestant minister in the 18th century. I can't quite remember the name of the book or the name of the guy, so sorry, don't have that for you. But it was about the early wars after the English and French arrived in this part of the world. At the conclusion of the war, prisoners were to be returned to their home countries. And I remember being amazed and delighted to learn that several European soldiers refused to return to their homes, as they had come to prefer their lives with the Haudenosaunee, where they had started out as prisoners. They preferred that to the idea of returning to their military lives or returning to their homes. I would love to see settler Canada find its way to being more deeply influenced by Indigenous ways and values and thought. If we were to do that, we would, I believe, find ourselves much more attuned to God's presence among us. So I find this to be a very dark time. It's a hard time to hold on to some of this sense of the presence of God. I don't think I need to say much more about that. There's been stuff that we share in our services regularly. That, I think, layers on. For myself, I also find myself having a hard time maintaining hope regularly. And so I think that many things can come together to sort of cause that for me. And yet, as I think about that, I remember Jesus coming to the people of Israel, and the times that Jesus, that when Jesus came, was at least as challenging as the time that we are facing. And he spoke and acted boldly. Sometimes he spoke in ways that bring to mind more the storm than the stillness. And he spoke from that deep hope that moves through the whole history of the people of Israel. I find that hope and that voice and that spirit present to me when I see people calling each other to love God with all our might and similarly to care for each other. For the coming year, I pray that I may attune myself more to that vision and that I can be part of a people that attunes ourselves more to that vision. And I pray that we can become a people that loves more deeply and cares more deeply.
Good morning. My name is Jackie Schmuckert, and I'm going to share with you where I have seen God in 2025. Richard Rohr, the Catholic priest and author, writes, "God permeates reality like a perfume permeates a room." His words remind me that God is already present in our lives, even when we fail to notice. Reflecting on 2025, I find it difficult to point to just one or two moments of God's presence. Truly, I have felt God through the year in joy and sorrow, in struggle and healing, in growth and transformation, and most powerfully to the people and places that have shaped me. Yet, in 2025, certain experiences stood out, moments of hope, of love, comfort, and gratitude remind me deeply of God's nearness. I saw God during my month in Cuba at the Biblical Seminary of Matanzas, volunteering in the kitchen, teaching English, and leading activities for parents of children with disabilities. There were challenges, of course, but by walking along others, I learned the profound importance of sharing love and tenderness in very small ways. The experiences remind me that God's presence often shines through our willingness to serve. I also saw God in the blessing of my mother's improved health and in the gift of spending a month with her and my siblings, enjoying her wellness and our time together. Traveling with my husband Tim to Italy offered another glimpse of the divine. In the beauty of the landscapes, the enrichments of the culture, and the simple joy for sharing the journey, I felt gratitude swell in my heart in those moments. I sensed God's presence shining through the wonder and ordinary rhythms of life. Similarly, in Zurich, during the 500th anniversary celebration of the Anabaptist movement, I experienced God in community. People from many cultures and races gathered as a one, united in worship, silence, music, and nature. In that unity, I felt the Spirit very near. My in-person residency with the Chalene Institute, where I'm training to lead groups and contemplative spiritual practices, was another profound encounter. Through this program, I experienced healing from childhood traumas and renewed sense of restoration and joy. I felt the presence not only of God and the Spirit, but also from my ancestors. I was there that I commit to say yes to God by serving others, longing to grow in a spiritual practice. I recognize that transformation is ongoing, yet I am ready to continue the journey. In my family, I saw God when one of my children, after a long time dealing with health issues, finally found an excellent specialist who helped him not only with the condition, but also to get the very expensive medication. I also have seen God in all my children and their partners and my grandchildren, in their commitment to one another, their authenticity, and their love and support. Here at Tonsi, I see God every Sunday in Lectio Divina, when someone opens their heart to the scriptures and shares what the Spirit is saying. During my moments of crisis this year, I felt God through your prayers, your wisdom, and your care. Most importantly, I finally feel that I fully belong here, and for that, I am very grateful. I have also seen God in painful places, when a 30-year-long friendship ended, and when an old unhealthy family patterns resurfaced, I can't say that word, in my longing for healing, understanding, and restored truth, trust, I continue to sense God inviting me towards hope, patience, and love. I see God in my own growth and transformation, in every challenge and blessing. I feel the divine guiding me. In every breath, I know God is present. Christ is in me. I am in Christ. Even when I do not feel it, I trust. I know that God abides in me, remains in me. As Psalms 139 remind us, where I can go from your Spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I rise on the wings of the morning, even there your hand will guide me, and your strength will support me. This psalm became especially real to me this year. I am slowly learning that God's presence is not something I must search for. It's woven in every part of life. Richard Rohr's words, God permeates reality like perfume permeates a room, helped me to understand this more clearly. And I now notice God's presence in quiet moments, challenges, and the ordinary rhythms of each day. Dear siblings, however you approach to God through prayer, stillness, journaling, listening to music, walking, biking, daily chores, or simply pausing to take a deep breath, may you sense the Holy One already in your heart and surrounding you faithfully. So far this year, I have seen God in community, in healing, in a struggle, in love, and in quiet presence that never leaves us. In closing, I'd like to offer a prayer for all of us from the words of Paul in Ephesians. When I think of all of this, I kneel to pray to God, the creator of everything in heaven and earth. I pray that through God's unlimited resources, we are strengthened with inner power through the Spirit. then Christ will be in our hearts as we trust in him, rooted in God's love. We'll stay strong, and we might have the power to understand how wide, long, high, and deep God's love is. May we feel the love of Christ, even though it's beyond full understanding. Then we will be complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Rabbi Abraham Heschel says, never treat life casually. Why? Because to be spiritual is to be amazed. Shalom.